I'm sorry, Graham said, turning to Bellamy and Octavia. But we don't have a choice. She put Talia's life at risk. We can't take any chances.
Octavia needs to die.
What? Bellamy sputtered. Are you insane? He jerked his head from side to side, expecting to see a sea of similarly revolted faces. But while a few people were staring at Graham in shock, a number were nodding. Bellamy stepped protectively in front of Octavia, who was trembling violently. He'd burned the goddamn planet to a crisp before he let anyone near his sister. Should we put it to a vote? Graham raised his chin and nodded at Wells. You're the one who was so excited to bring democracy back to Earth. It seems only fair. This is not what I meant, Wells snapped. His face had lost its politician's reserve, his features twisted with anger. We're not going to vote about whether to kill people. No? Graham raised an eyebrow. So it's okay for your father, but not for us? Bellamy winced and closed his eyes as he heard sounds of agreement ripple through the crowd. It was exactly what he would have said in that situation, except that Bellamy would have only meant it as a jab at Wells. He'd never actually proposed killing someone. The council doesn't execute people for fun. Wells' voice shook with fury. Keeping humanity alive in space required extraordinary measures, sometimes cruel measures. Wells paused. But we have a chance to do better. So what? Graham growled. You're just going to give her a slap on the wrist and then make everyone pinky swear not to break the rules? A few snickers rose up from the crowd. No, Wells shook his head. You're right. There needs to be consequences. He took a deep breath. We'll banish them from camp. His voice was firm, but when he turned to Bellamy, his eyes seemed to contain a strange mixture of anguish and relief. Banish? Graham repeated. So they can sneak back whenever they want and steal more supplies? That's bullshit. Bellamy opened his mouth to speak, but his voice was drowned out as the buzz of voices grew louder. Finally, a girl Bellamy vaguely recognized from Malden stood up. That sounds fair, she called out, shouting to be heard over the crowd, which grew quiet as heads turned to look at her. As long as they promise never to come back. Bellamy tightened his arm around Octavia, who'd gone limp. He nodded. We'll leave at sunrise. He turned to smile at Octavia. This is what he'd planned all along. So then why did he feel more apprehension than relief?